Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to Jesus and give him thanks. My dear brother and sister, we have no other ally like God. He's your most and only ally. Give him thanks, give him thanks, give him thanks, give him thanks. Don't ask him anything now, just give him thanks. We return all the glory to you, our King. In Jesus' name we pray. Please have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. I can't imagine if there is no God. Of course, the world will be a terrible place. And that's why it's important to come to God's side. I tell you, if you're on God's side, you will win. Please don't cast away your confidence. The scripture says he has great recompense of reward. We should never throw away our confidence in God, because the scripture says he has great recompense. By the way, welcome to, congratulations to all the women. Praise the Lord. I can't imagine how we'll do if we don't have women. You know, God said it is not good. We thank you and we thank God who made you for us. Praise God. You know, the Bible says man was not made for the woman, but the woman made for the man. Praise the Lord. You won't lose that role in Jesus' name. Can I tell you a secret? Never do what the man deserves. Do what God demands. Are you here? Some of you do what the man deserves. Then you lose what God demands, and then you are condemned like the man. Say, I won't be condemned. You won't lose your soul. God never asks us to do what people deserve. He asks us to do what he demands. Can I tell you a secret? You cannot be punished for the wrong I did. Are you here? Yeah, so why do you want to join him in wrongdoing? Say, I won't do that. You can write it down, okay? And live with it. You are not rewarded for what anybody does. You are rewarded for what we did. Never do what people deserve. Do what God demands. You will find God in Jesus' name. This morning I will be talking to you about my mother. Give God a hand clap. And I'm sure, don't let that infuriate you. I mean, because it's not enough to make my mother a discussion in church. But what Jesus termed about my mother. So we are talking about Jesus' mother, not my mother. You get what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. I'm sure that should really give some relief, right? Exodus, Matthew chapter 12, verse 49. My mother. I'm sharing it from Jesus' perspective. Matthew chapter 12, verse 49. He says, and he stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, behold my mother and my brethren. That's a very humbling revelation and something that should incite our contemplation. Notice Jesus did not mention his father, because he has only one father, and that's his father from heaven. But in this context, he said, behold my mother and my brethren. Verse 50. And for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. So we become Jesus' kinsfolks when we do God's will. And I want to encourage all of us as women, and also men here, that Jesus termed such who do God's will as his mother. And I'm sure you'll be a good encouragement if we are also mother of Jesus. I'm just talking in this context. You remember Jesus Christ said, some people, Jesus was talking somewhere, and he said, blessed is the circle that fed thee. And Jesus Christ said, no, don't say that. Say rather, blessed is everyone whose names are written in God's book of life. So Jesus is painting a very important subject and picture to us here about who is family, including his parents or his mother. He said, whosoever does the will of God, the same is my brother, the same is my mother. The word mother means origin or some place where something is derived. You see, we call where we are coming from motherland. You know, so we said, oh, that's motherland, meaning that's where we came from, that's where we issued out. Unlike the word father, the father means source or spring. Praise the Lord. It looks almost the same, but it's not the same really. But the truth is that the word mother is where something is derived from. The same, all of us, we have mothers where we are derived from. Galatians chapter 4 verse 26, it said, Jerusalem, who is the mother of us all, talking about the Jerusalem which is in heaven, where is the home of every Christian. In the light of Jesus' calling anybody who does the will of God as his mother, he emphasized something. Doing the will of God is central to Jesus, even in practicing motherhood. Praise the Lord. I don't want us just to be content that we have children, but essentially doing the will of God, having children. Praise the Lord. You know, it's almost, you know, typical for people to say, okay, I have a boy, I have a girl, what else am I looking for? Now you have to have God. Praise God. Praise God. You know, doing the will of God is very central to our call to fulfill God's call. And I can tell you this, if you do the will of God, you are not barren. Praise God. Because Jesus Christ said, my mother is whoever does the will of God. At age 12, let's go look at this. Luke chapter 2. And you know, Jesus, it looks as if he was disrespectful to his earthly mother, but he wasn't disrespectful to his earthly mother. He was only emphasizing, you know, the motherhood that is sustainable, and that is doing the will of God. In Luke chapter 2, I'll read from verse 42. He said, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Jesus' mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the crowd or in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolks and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they returned again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I sought for thee, sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Know you not that must be about what? My father's business. And the Bible says, they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. Praise the Lord. My dear brother and sister, even in motherhood as a business, let us also be squared upon doing the will of God. Doing it. Because that's what truly, you know, make us mother in relating to Jesus Christ. Doing the will of the Father is the litmus test of kinship. Praise the Lord. Doing the will of God is the litmus test of kinship. If anybody does not do the will of God, it's not a family of God. Even in our context of relating to our family members, we've had parents or mothers who kill their children. Definitely that's not doing the will of God. And that's not the proof of motherhood. It could be painful. It could be stressful. But in the midst of it, knowing that we are doing the will of God is a comforting thing that must motivate us to do what God requires us to do. In John chapter 4, Jesus Christ was having a discussion with a woman at the well. And the disciples came to him and said, you know, they wanted to like take him off that assignment. My dear brother and sister, we should all, my sisters, of course, my brother also. Our motivation to have children shouldn't just be to be numbered as a mother, but also but rather to be accounted as doing the will of God. Praise the Lord. As doing the will of God. I hope some mothers don't regret having some children they have. But that won't be our story in the name of Jesus. You should never do that. You know, there's a language, that there's a proverb that said, you know, it's better not to have children than to have bad children. Definitely, the focus of doing the will of God is not in context in that respect. In verse 31, in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But they said unto them, he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore they said the disciples one to another, has any man brought him ought to eat? Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So we see here Jesus' focus and commitment was doing the will of God. And anybody who so does, he ranked them as his mother and his brethren. And I want us also to let that be our passion and our pursuit, doing the will of God. So that when our child takes our sleep away, like Jesus, we won't grouch and we won't groan. Rather, we'll say, I have meat to eat. Praise the Lord. Doing the will of God in the respect of this child. John chapter 4, verse 31 and 34. We just read that. John chapter 9, I meant. John chapter 9, verse 4. John chapter 9, verse 4. He said, I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. There will be some time whereby we must give devotion to doing the will of God, including the life of our children. Why? At the time when we can do it. Because there will be a time we will not be able to do it anymore. Giving commitment to doing the will of God. Jesus Christ said, you will be my mother. In John chapter 6, verse 38. John chapter 6, verse 38. He said, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Jesus Christ said, you are my mother if you share the same heart. Praise the Lord. You are my sister. I'm sure you know that's where this generic thing we call in church, sister X, sister B, brother X. It's essentially, you know, that's the root of it. It's a culture, a crop of people who identify themselves as kinsmen and kinsfolks just because they are committed to doing the will of God. So it will be really out, you know, of sheer wickedness if we call ourselves brothers and sisters, but we do wickedly. But that won't be our story in the name of Jesus. You know, except that's a church of Satan, then there are brothers and sisters in that. But that won't be us in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at verse 39. He said, And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing. You see here, he said, this is my Father's will. And don't forget, you are my brother and my sister. If you do the will of God, part of the will of God is, of all you have given to me, I did not lose any of them. You know, we will not lose any of our family members in Jesus' name. That of all he has given to me, I should lose nothing, but account for them on the last day. None of us will lose accounting for what God has given to us in Jesus' name. Look at what he said in verse 40. He said, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have eternal life. Praise the Lord. And not be destroyed. So also in our commitment, you know, to what God has given to us, you know, we transmit and transfer to them that which will make them have an everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Anybody who does the will of God, the same is the father and the mother. Oh, sorry, is the mother and the brethren of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. John chapter 8, verse 42. In all of it, what is central is the will of the Father. The will of the Father. The will of the Father. I want to encourage our women, you know, as you tend and attend to these kids, let's make sure that we are careful to reference the will of the Father in their lives. We pursue it. We make sure it stands. I thank God when they were calling all the duties of the mothers, you know, we heard the word also, prayer warrior. We continue to pray. Jesus Christ prayed for us. So also, as in line with the will of God, so also must we also engage this practice to make sure we pray for that which God has committed into our hands. You know, it's a work. It's a work. But also there is a reward. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 8 verse 42, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you will love me. For I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but what? He sent me. So we see here, I want us to see motherhood as a sent, as an assigned task. Praise the Lord. You know, somebody didn't have a child and then went to meet the man of God and said, oh man of God, you know, I don't have kids, blah, 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 blah. And the man, by inspiration, the man of God said, what do you want to do with kids? You know, and her answer was like, what do you mean, what do I want to do with kids? You know, and what she was looking at was that everybody is having kids. You know, but the truth is, you know, she's probably not very prepared for having kids, because at the moment she has it, like everybody has it, she will not know what else to do with it. Praise the Lord. You know, and she will just content herself that I've had it, but that won't be our story in the name of Jesus. But see what Jesus Christ said here. He said, neither came I for myself. So the object of that pursuit is not to have kids for ourselves, praise the Lord, but to have kids as one sent by God to give birth, to raise people for God in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. This is a very important, and the same thing in every other area God gives us assignment. You know, doing the will of God in it, you know, is what makes us fruitful, because that's what it means to be a mother. You know, to be fruitful, to bear fruit. And that's what God desires from us. And Jesus Christ said, if you do that, you will be my mother and you will be my brother. Praise the Lord. You see also in that John chapter 4, he said, why are you looking for me? Don't you know I must be about my father's business? We must also see parenting as God's business and we attending to it. And I'm sure the moment we give that level of attention to it, we see God caring for us. Jesus Christ said, the Father loved him because he laid down his life for the sheep. He gives care to the things God has put in his charge. My dear brother and sister, or my sisters, congratulations. We thank God for you. We thank God for blessing all of us with, you know, with the desires of our heart. And also, let's add this to it. Doing the will of God in motherhood is what truly elevates us to be true mothers. The disciples Jesus pointed out, some of them are even male. Of course, all of them, I mean, some of them, of course, we know some, not all the disciples of Jesus are the 12. There are others, you know, like, you know, Mary Magdalene and all of that. You know, but he was careful to identify that anytime we do the will of God, we become fruitful. As we go on this day, I want us to arm ourselves with that important notice. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. If he sent us, the unique assignment for every woman, or rather the unique one that differ from every man, is to be a mother. And that unique assignment, God will not allow us to fail at it in Jesus' name. Also, we must understand what the will of God is. Not we cannot claim we do the will of God when we don't even know the will of God. Jesus Christ said, I must be about my Father's business. And he said, they don't understand what he was talking about at that time. But he does. Praise the Lord. So also in our pursuit and our giving attention to rearing kids, my prayer is that we will understand what God wants us to do about them in Jesus' name. Somebody was sharing with me the story of one of these great professional players. And he said his mother will always go to his bedside and pray 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 and pray. And, you know, the guy made very important historic landmarks in his practice of this profession. Why would the mother do that? He was doing what God assigned her to do. Never, you know, disclaim or, you know, disdain what you are doing by God in the assigned task God has asked you to do. You are doing so because it is the will of God. And once we, if Jesus Christ went to the cross for us by the will of God, he did not cry, he did not complain about it, but he went there because it is the will of God. And thereby he became, you know, has us, all of us as his children today. Let's put it that way. Because through him we become the child of God. So also, as you pursue the will of God in your assigned task, you will see how much fruit you will bring unto God. That will be our great story in Jesus' name. Let's stand up on our feet and first of all, thank him for the assignment he has given to you. Thank him for him making you a mother. Like Jesus Christ said, you are my mother. And I want you to thank him, you know, in every area wherein we have, you know, commit ourselves to doing the will of God. Maybe as a wife, as a, you know, once you do the will of God in that area, Jesus Christ said, you are my mother. In the area of being a student, in whatever God wants you to do, you know, as we commit to it, Jesus Christ said, behold my mother, behold my brethren, whosoever do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord, for our parents. Thank you for our mothers. Lord, even in this assigned task, they will not fail you. Thank you for everyone here. As we pursue your will, as we do what is in your mind, thank you, Lord, because you make us very fruitful. And Jesus Christ said something that we should not forget. He said, if you are faithful in that which is little, more will be given to you. As we do the will of God in what we know right now, in the point where we know right now, I tell you, God will trust us to be mothers of his will in many other areas, including having great sons unto God. Let's just thank him. I want us to receive grace from the Lord also, for wisdom to remain faithful and committed to this assignment, particularly, you know, in relation to our women, to our children. And, you know, and ask him, Lord, don't let me fail. Just let me do your will in the life of these children. Let me do your will, my God. Don't let me fail. Don't let me fail you. Don't let me fail you in my relationship with them. Let me account for them. Jesus Christ said that I will raise them up at the last day. That the last day I will account for these children. And for us, you know, we are trusting God in that specific area. Let our commitment be, Lord, like Anna. He said, this is what I will do. I will give the child back to you, which is the will of God. And, you know, she doesn't want to just have children like the other wife. She wanted to have it so that God may have the child. And to God be all the glory. All the children of the other women did not qualify as one child of Hannah. Why? Because she understood the will of God. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you. Every man, let's pray also for our women, our sister, our children, our daughters. It's never too early. That in their assigned task, they will be found to do the will of God. You are my mother. You are my brother. You are my sister. When you do the will of him that sent me. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you today. Glory, glory be to you. And honor be to you, our God. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.